Today on Table Talk with BBYO Insider, we are recapping our BBYO Summer 2023 experiences and talking about Summer 2024.
Shalom and welcome back to Table Talk with BBYO Insider, the international AZA and BBG podcast with the inside scoop on all things BBYO, hosted by Press Corps. I'm Maya Dvorchik from the Greater Jersey Hudson River region.
And I'm Maya Senova from BBYO Bulgaria.
And I'm Isa Leu from BBYO Argentina. In celebration of BBYO summer launching, we're going to be discussing our personal experiences and why you should sign up. If you're wondering what we're talking about, BBYO offers countless summer opportunities, from leadership to traveling around the world, from CLTC to ILSI, every experience is meaningful. To start with, this past summer, I was able to go on ILSI, which is International Leadership Seminar in Israel. And it was my first time ever in Israel, which made it even better. I would say it was the best trip I've ever made. My favorite thing about ILSI was definitely when we went to the Negev and we stayed at Mitzpe Ramon in the south of Israel. We were able to stay at a school, which was in the middle of the desert. And one night we went on a nighttime hike where we were able to not see anything. So our eyes were able to adjust to all the nature around us. And then we just sat down and started to think and meditate, think about our future selves, how we felt connected to Israel. It was incredible. Another thing that I loved about ILSI was definitely our second Shabbat, where we got to talk with people from all over Israel that had very different perspectives on different topics, such as, for example, we had guests coming from an LGBTQ organization, and they were actually Orthodox Jews, which was very interesting to hear what they had to say, and I definitely bonded with them very well. ILSI was definitely the best experience of my life. But also last year, I went on Perlman. And Maya, I know you did that too. So how was your Perlman experience?
Yeah, my Perlman experience was actually amazing. Perlman consists of two programs, ILTC, which is International Leadership Training Conference, and Kalah, which is more Judaism focused. ILTC, we talked a lot about like our regions and our chapters. We had sessions called blueprint sessions where we learned all about BBYO basics and how to improve our regions. And we got to talk with people from other places all over the world to learn about like how they worked and stuff like that. And then on Kalah, it took a little bit of a different approach. It was more Judaism focused, finding your Jewish identity. And I met so many of my best friends. I had the most amazing experience. And I actually loved hearing about your ILSI experience. It sounds so incredible. I'm hoping to maybe do that next year. What would you say like about ILSI? What makes it different from another Israel trip?
I would definitely say that the leadership aspect of ILSI is what makes it stand out. In ILSI, you travel all around Israel. You go to the Golan Heights, all the way down to the Negev, and you go to Sde Boker. It's amazing, but definitely the leadership opportunities and the way that you get to see every perspective in Israel. We met up with the Druze at Israel, which is something that I never thought I would do. And you also, if you don't know much about the country, you really get to understand all the history and all the different people and everything, which is incredible.
That sounds so amazing. I love how it's like a step up from the other leadership experiences that we've done. Like we go from a camp setting to traveling Israel and we're still getting that like core leadership. I did Perlman last summer and I know Maya, you did CLTC last summer. What did you think about that?
Yes, I went on CLTC3 this year and it was such a cool and meaningful experience because we got to learn so much new things about BBYO and how to be a leader in your chapter at home. We were divided into mock chapters and we had mock chapter elections and mock chapter programs, which was really fun. We also had a lot of programs about how to connect to our Judaism in different ways, which was really meaningful. And we also had really fun experiences with the bunk and the girls in the bunk, the Madrihim. We had an activities that we could go to the lake or just hang out with everyone. And I made so much new friends and it was so much fun. And Maya, I have a question for you. You said you went both to IOTC and Calau. Which one did you like better?
I hear that question a lot, and I think it's really hard to pick a favorite because they're both such different experiences. ILTC was a lot more BBYO focused, while Kalaa is like more about Jewish identity. And they're at the same place, some of the same people, but it's really an entirely different atmosphere. And I loved them both. I got to have two completely different experiences within the span of one summer. So I definitely would recommend doing them together if you can go, if you like are okay with going away for 6 weeks, because I know it is a long time, but it is a really incredible experience to have both of them together because you're balancing two different things. And it's you get to have two different opportunities within the summer. You get to focus on the leadership aspect of BBYO and the Jewish aspect of BBYO. And when you put two of those together, you really get what BBYO is all about. And I think that's what I really loved about it. One thing that I kind of thought of when I was listening to your stories is that for my like leadership experiences, they've been at Perlman Camp or Camp Pointel, which is in Pennsylvania, which is only like 2 hours from me. And I was wondering like how it is traveling to a different country because I know you guys are both from other places.
So it's definitely a long trip. I was very lucky enough to, in both of my experiences, both Perlman and ILSI, I was traveling with one other girl from my country. So the travel aspect, I didn't really feel that alone, but definitely when you get there and you see like everyone together at the airport, it's very scary. But I mean, you know, BBYO, it's one of the best communities ever. And as soon as we got there, both at Perlman and ILSI, people came running up to us and asking how the flight was, time differences, and all of the questions. Like, Maya, what about you?
Well, since I'm considered international, first of all, my flight was really long. It was 9 hours. And it was really scary because I was flying alone with two of my friends. And when you're international, actually, we don't get to sign up for the summer programs. We need to get chosen. And let's say only three people from chapter can go to a summer program. So that's really interesting and different.
That's so amazing. I'm so glad that both of you got to experience that. Kind of like going off, I was kind of wondering, what would you guys say to someone who is like considering going on whatever summer program, leadership, traveling, like whether they're international or from the US, like what type of advice would you want to give to people?
I would honestly say to just go for it. Definitely, I didn't think I would be doing the amount of summer programs that I did, because in my region, it's not that common to go on summer programs. But I was like, my mom and my family really helped me understand that if I want to do this and I can and I'm able to, I should do it. And honestly, BBYO summer, one of the best experiences ever. I made lifelong friends that I talk to on the daily. I mean, it's a very plain advice to just say go for it, but truly, it's like few words that go a long way.
I totally agree with that. Like, it could be so scary, but the friends that you make will last a lifetime. And even if they're from all over, you will see them again at IC in the future. And it's just so nice to know people from all over because no matter where you go, you will always have someone that you could reach out to.
Yes, I agree with you guys. I was really scared before I went to CUTC, but it is such a cool experience, and I really made so much new friends that I also talk to on a daily basis. And I just think if you have the chance to go on a summer program, you should do it.
Yeah, Maya, I love that we agreed on that advice. Have any of you guys signed up for summer 2024? I heard there's amazing things going on next summer.
Yeah, I'm signed up for ILSI. I hope I can have just as amazing of experience as you did. I do know that they're doing some amazing centennial pricing this year to celebrate 100. Did you guys hear about that?
I did.
No.
It's incredible because you get to enjoy like such a huge discount from BBYO's premier leadership summer programs.
Yeah, I wish it was there when I went on Perlman last year. You could save so much. So you should def I definitely would recommend people going on Perlman. You too, Maya. You would have such an amazing time.
Exactly.
Yes, I also want to go. I should go and see the Centennial Prize.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Be sure to subscribe so you can be the first to know when a new episode goes live.
Catch you next time on Table Talk with BBYO Insider.